It's now 9:32 this Friday. You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM. Now, a couple of days ago, this opened in Toronto. It's pretty cool. It is the Canadian premiere of Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's playing down at the Princess of Wales Theatre until January 6th, a Mirvish production. And joining us in the studio today are Noah Weisberg, who plays Willy Wonka, and Jessica Cohen, who plays Veruca Salt. Welcome to the program.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I want to start with you, Noah, first. No, because, I mean, you have an iconic... I mean, everyone who thinks about... I mean, I think to a lesser extent, they think of Johnny Depp, because, frankly, bleh. But Gene Wilder as Willy Wonka. I mean, that's... You're stepping into some pretty big shoes.
Yeah, I was a little...
Is it intimidating?
Yeah, yeah. it was. And so I decided not to rewatch the movie that I had watched 50 times as a kid.
Right.
Because I thought, I'm going to get trapped trying to be this genius.
Yeah.
Sure.
So with the help of the director, I decided I'm just going to bring myself within the context of Willy Wonka to the role. And the beauty of it is people sometimes... come to the stage door and they say, wow, you've got this Gene Wilder quality, which I think is pure luck.
Or do you think people are just like projecting it on me a little bit.
Part of, I mean, I've watched that movie so many times as a kid, it's in my DNA a little bit.
Yeah, it's coming out your pores.
Yeah.
And how do you, Jessica, approach the role of Veruca Salt?
Oh, Veruca Salt, she's sort of the iconic mean girl.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
She really is a terror. And so I just sort of go into my most alter ego childhood nightmare. I really channel my childhood nightmare towards my big brother. I mean, she is so bossy, so demanding, and it's so much fun.
It was hard to bring that up, though, right, Jessica?
Hard. Sure. Real
I was gonna
hard.
Say, has your brother seen your performance?
He has. And he was actually one of the first people I called when I got the role. He was hysterical. He was so excited. He was like, you were born to play this.
That is fantastic.
It's really fun, yeah.
So in this being a stage presentation of this work, I mean, I'm sure... It is not only different from the films in terms of scenes and such, but from the book as well. Would I be correct in that?
Yeah, I think what we've done is it's a perfect combination of the book, especially the original movie and some sort of the darker aspects of the newer movie.
Right.
And you've got
Tim Burton, yeah.
Yeah, and you've got the classic songs, you know, I've Got a Golden Ticket, Pure Imagination, Candyman that everyone knows.
Right.
But you've got this full Broadway score from the guys who wrote Hairspray, among other great shows.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's really a full Broadway show. And it was in London for 4, 5, 6 years. It was a big hit, and it was just on Broadway, and now we get to tour it around the world. It's the best combination of everything.
I think something they've done that's really great with the stage production is they've added new elements, too. So even with the character of Veruca Salt, she's actually a Russian ballerina in our production.
Oh, okay.
So I'm on point, and there's that element. So you've got the classical ballet. Yeah, so that's in the show. I was a professional ballerina before doing musical theater.
You look like you might have been.
But then you've got Violet Beauregard, who in our version, she's sort of this, like, hip-hop diva. And so you've got that music. There's all these combinations of styles that make that story you love kind of pop in a new way.
Right.
Why do you think this story is has such a long life, is having such a long life?
I think, we talk about this a lot. I think the heart of this story is why. Because even Willy Wonka, who can kind of be crazy and kind of scary and unpredictable, I think he's an innocent child.
Yeah.
And the winner, you know, I'm not giving much away, we know the story, but the winner of this tour is Charlie. And he's surrounded by four other kids who are brats and self-centered and out for themselves. And the moral is, at the end of the day, the sweet kid, the honest kid, the selfless kid is who wins.
Goodness wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great message to be able to...
It's a fantastic message. I remember the very first time I ever watched the Wilder version of it. Like, I was scared to death of the Oompa Loompas.
They are terrifying. But
are they?
Yeah.
Are they in your production?
Well,
as
in our production, like, we can't give away the secret because the Oompa Loompas are one of our, like, strongest weapons in terms of stage magic.
Okay.
But there's a lot of puppetry that goes into our show. And the way that they have created these Oompa Loompas on stage, it's absolutely incredible. And the audience just goes wild when they come out because It's really special. And so they are a little scary. I mean, the Oompa Loompas come when danger hits the factory.
Yeah.
So there's a creepy element, but they're really playful.
Do they have that song, too? Do they still have the song? Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, and several more.
Yeah, and I get to, when they're out, when they come out, I get to sort of watch the audience a little bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's a mixture of disbelief and how are they doing that?
Delight.
Yeah, laughter.
Yeah.
It usually gets an applause just when they enter.
Wow.
So confession.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I've never seen this show.
She told me on the way in today, she's like, I've never seen this.
Oh, you have
so
much to
see. Are you kidding? No, the Wilder version?
That's actually perfect. So my uncle had never seen it. Mm. I don't think he's left his house in 14 years. So,
right. I've done that.
Yeah, well, this is a step ahead. But he was totally taken by surprise. And also people that know the movie by heart are taken by surprise. Because like Jessica said, we've got new elements. We've got other songs and little twists and turns. So people that have seen it or not seen it are really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me what an Oompa Loompa
is? Well, an Oompa Loompa, they're sort of like the minions. They're the workers of the factory.
Oh.
And they're these wild little creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they like elves or something?
Yeah, kind of. They kind of remind me of Despicable Me, that movie, with the little minions.
Yes.
They're the little workers, and they sort of, they happen to come in every time something goes wrong. They're kind of there to clean it up in the factory.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. I'm getting you like a DVD of it or something. I got to ask you this one thing, and I hope it's not giving too much away.
He always does.
But do you have that crazy, bizarre, psychedelic boat scene that's in the...
Okay, I have to say that in the movie, that scene terrified me as a kid.
No kidding.
I couldn't get through it. I really couldn't.
Yeah.
And in there are creepier parts of our show, to be honest. My demise as Veruca Salt is probably the worst. I mean, it's really horrifying.
Die?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't give it away, but...
God, Gene.
But all the kids, I don't know if they actually die,
we know,
but it's a dark show.
We meet our fate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
we've got the boat scene. I think it's creepy, but more charming and funny.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I like that kind of a story where there's like dark scenes and frightening scenes, and it's also got great humor.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very, I think of it very like Pixar-like.
Okay.
You know, how there's the stuff that the kids love and it's sweet and fun, but for the adults, there's that witty, sharp humor and that sort of underlying message that the adults are getting like, oh, that's what's happening. But the kids are just having fun.
Yeah, so something for everyone.
Yeah, we have a lot of people, you know, adults just coming, even without kids, coming on date nights.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, people 20s, 30s, 40s, they grew up with this movie.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you guys the best. And thank you so much for taking the time to come in today.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Been speaking to Noah Weisberg, who plays Willy Wonka, and Jessica Cohen, who plays Veruca Salt. They are starring in the brand new Canadian premiere of Raoul Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This is playing at the Princess of Wales Theatre through until January 6th, 2019. You want to get tickets for this because it sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Go to mervish.com.